Hi, welcome to Evolve to Be Radio, and this is Audrey Tara Weitzman, your host, and this radio show is called Grounding Meditations for Your Shift in Consciousness, and it's a radio show just all about grounding your energy and staying grounded during the chaos and the transformational times that life brings you on a day-to-day basis. And I'm kind of laughing right now because I had a whole chaotic thing going on when my kids were here bouncing off the walls. And I was going, oh my God, I have a radio show to do. What am I, how am I going to do this? And usually what I do in the morning is the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I meditate and I ground my energy into the earth and I get present in my body, and it's a great way to just start the day. So whenever somebody's setting up their meditation practice, you know, they wake up early in the morning, and usually it's so early that nobody else is awake, even if you live with people in the house and everything is quiet and peaceful, or you might live by yourself. My ex-husband loves to say that people that have a spiritual practice, are usually single. And, you know, in some cases it's a little bit of a judgment, but in some cases it's really true. It's kind of, you know, you're on your own, and it's so much easier to, you know, like the old yogis used to do, and that would be go up on a mountain and get away from the whole entire world and meditate. It's so easy to do that. It's so easy to, you know, when you're on your own, just walk away from life for a while and go have a spiritual practice or go do meditation for a while. That's not our lives anymore. Our lives are very chaotic, very busy. I live in a huge city. I have children. I used to live in a household where I had two children and two dogs and a cat and two gerbils and a husband. And you know, how do you maintain that presence? How do you maintain that sacredness that you gain when you're meditating in your daily life? And one of the things that I found in my life is that the grounding meditation is that for you. And you can do the grounding meditation in the morning while everything is quiet and you're really grounded. But it's also doing your grounding meditation throughout your entire day. And it's making your life and everything that you're doing, as busy as you might be, making that your meditation. So you're constantly checking your grounding. I constantly check my grounding a few times an hour. And it's not a really long process, because like I said before, that your thoughts move energy. And it's as quick as quantum physics. It happens instantaneously. So you might do your grounding meditation, the long version, in the morning or in the evening or at one point in the day where you have the chance to get away and be quiet and centered and do that grounding meditation. But it's during the busyness of your day, or standing in line at the grocery counter, or anytime, you know, you're sitting in traffic and you're late for work, or you're late to pick up your kids, or you find yourself really, really rushing around and in a state of maybe chaos or frenzy. It's during those times that you could just think about being grounded. It's just, you close your eyes, or if you're driving, you keep your eyes open, but you have that visualization of your pranic tube, which is that tube of blue light that surrounds your body. And you see it deep into the earth, and then you just drop your essence, your ball of light, all the way down that tube. The other thing that I like to do is I already know that I'm grounded in the earth. So what I could see is I could visualize that the essence of Mother Earth, that her center, and I just see my essence connected into that. And it's an instantaneous, the minute my thought goes there, that's when that connection is already there and you're just kind of noticing it or acknowledging it, and that thought is moving the energy down into the earth automatically, and boom, you're grounded again. The other thing that I wanted to say about a grounding exercise, and I know that there's probably hundreds or thousands of grounding exercises that many, many people teach. And my thought on this is find the grounding exercise that works for you the best, meaning that you deeply resonate with the grounding exercise. And there's something about it. You just have this knowing or this feeling that that's the one for you. And then that's the one that you stick with for as long as it takes. And I don't mean as long as it takes for you to get it, because you've already gotten it. The minute you resonate with it means that that's the energy or the teaching that is the most effective for you. But you do it constantly. And as you develop your practice and as you do the grounding meditations on a daily basis, and then it becomes moment-to-moment basis, it becomes so much easier to ground. I've been doing this grounding exercise. Let's see, my son is 9 years old, and I started learning this particular grounding exercise when he was about 6 months old. So, I've been doing this grounding exercise for 8.5 years, and I do it while I'm driving. I do it in the grocery store. I do it while my daughter is screaming at me because she's 12 years old, which is amazing that I even think about it in the moment because I'm being triggered. But that's what happens. It's that you don't even really have to think about it anymore. It becomes this amazing positive habit, and we are habitual people, as human beings are. The more repetitive we do something, it just becomes instantaneous, and that's really what your goal is. It's find the practice that works for you to the point where it just becomes a part of you, and that's where the ease and grace comes in. So I'm not saying that my meditation works for me, and I love it, and I've been guided to teach it, and I'm very passionate about it. So that's why I teach this, but I definitely don't recommend that you stick to one meditation if it's not working for you. If this is something that resonates with you and you're like, it really felt good for you to do this, then absolutely stick to this meditation. But if it's something that you're finding, it doesn't work for me, and you keep trying it, and it still doesn't work, then, you know, start looking at, well, why is it not working? And that's, I think, we're going to talk about today, is how is the meditation working for you? And I thought that we can do some call-ins if you have questions. I'd love to hear any kind of information that you have about the meditations. If you want to call in and just say, you know, I had this experience, or I couldn't feel anything, and I wanted to know maybe I'm not doing the meditation right. I love to hear any kind of feedback that you have to give me. And then I'd also would love to work with anybody that feels that they have a question or want me to check into their energy and see, you know, if they're, I'm sure everybody's doing it correctly because it's just a thought, but I would love to hear anybody's questions that they might have. So you could definitely call in, and I will take those those questions or work with you individually and energetically. So in the meantime, while we're doing and we're waiting for those calls, or if while people are calling in and asking questions, I'm going to go over the meditation very quickly, not for us to do the meditation, but to go through the meditation and just talk our way through it. And then we're just going to go ahead and we're going to practice the meditation. So the first thing that I am going to do is let's just talk about the position. And that is, you could either do this meditation lying down. You could do this meditation sitting in a chair. And if you pick either one of those positions, lying down, you may or may not fall asleep. Chances are you might, and that's okay. You're still getting, you're still listening, even on a subconscious level. So your energy will still be flowing in the direction of being grounded. If you're sitting in a chair, you want your back straight and maybe propped up by a pillow, and eyes are closed. And then if you choose to do this meditation standing, which is what I do, and that's because a lot of times I'll be standing in a store. I stand as a healer in my practice. So I really appreciate learning how to meditate while standing. It just becomes then my walking meditation is my life. And so I highly recommend that at some point that you try to do the meditation standing up. If you are standing up, your legs are shoulder width apart, your knees are slightly bent, and you have your eyes open. You have your eyes open because you don't want to fall over. You have your knees bent because you do not want to faint. So these are very important rules. The two most important rules if you're doing a standing meditation are knees bent, eyes are open. Eyes are open and you're finding one spot on the floor looking down. You want to be looking down because looking down allows your energy to go down into the earth. When you're looking up, your energy tends to come up and out of your body. So you want to be looking down. For this meditation, everybody has their own theory. Different meditations require different places for you to focus. For this meditation, you would focus down on the floor, maybe 3 or 4 feet in front of you. You are aware of your pranic tube. In old teachings, because this is a new teaching in the new paradigm, in the new energy of the earth, our energy anatomy looks different. In the old teaching, our pranic tube was a tube of light that ran up and down in our body vertically, right in front of our spinal column. And it was about in between 1 and 3 inches in diameter, depending on where you were at spiritually. Our pranic tube is now beyond our body, meaning that it's a giant tube that we are standing inside of. And the edges of this tube are about 1 foot beyond your physical form. 1 foot beyond your physical form, just using your imagination to create that visualization. That's all you need to do. But we are now allowing our pranic tube, which allows the life force of the universe to come into our energy body and our physical form. It's much bigger because we're taking in all of the energy of the universe. We're coming into wholeness. The vibration of the planet is shifting and changing. And we are allowing our physical form and our energetic form to open up completely to take in this high vibrational energy. In order to do that, our whole entire anatomy is changing. I actually have been writing about this, and I will be sharing bits and pieces of this new energy anatomy as we move forward in the days ahead with this with this radio show. I also will be putting a video about it on YouTube and on both of my websites. So, I will let you know, you can look forward to having more knowledge of this, the energy anatomy that is opening up in our bodies, in our energy field, so that we could take in this higher vibrational energy. So let's getting back to the pranic tube. It's surrounding us. I always like to imagine, you know, those old mail chutes in the big skyscraper buildings. That's what I like to imagine, that my pranic tube is now this big, huge mail chute that goes up and down. It's actually connected directly into Source and directly into the essence of Mother Earth. In this meditation, I only teach you how to ground into the earth. I do have a full-length meditation. It's not quite yet available. But if you go on to evolvetobe, attunetobe.com, that is my website. And if you register your name, submit your name and your email address, I'll be happy to send you information when that that meditation is fully online. I think I'm just going to put it on iTunes, so it'll be easy to download for like a, you know, 99 cents or something like that. It's not about making money. It's just about getting the information out there. So it's evolvetobe.com is my website. And you can find a lot of information on that site. And the site's always changing. So you have your pranic tube, and it's where we move our essence up and down directly into Mother Earth and directly up into Source. And I talk about opening up your essence and really expanding your essence out. So your essence is like a little ball of light that's sitting 3 inches below your belly button. And it is it's about the size, I always like to say it's about the size of a golf ball. Some people say it's about the size of an almond. And your essence is bold and big and beautiful, and it's not the size of an almond. I like to think that you could start your ball of light the size of a golf ball and work from that place. And you expand your essence out. So you're 360 degrees in every direction. Your ball of light is actually touching. Your ball of light is actually touching the sides of your pranic tube. Next, you take your ball of light, your essence, and you're dropping it down through this tube that's going through the layers of the earth. And when you do this meditation on your own, what I like to do is I like to slow everything down. So as I'm dropping my essence into earth, I'm really connecting to her and I'm feeling the layers of the earth. So I'm feeling the rock that I'm going through. I'm feeling the water, if I hit some water, I'm feeling the mineral content of the earth. I'm allowing myself to slow down enough to really just connect in. These are the places where there's the David kingdom of the earth, all the spirits of the plants and the fairies and all the different elements that are in the earth are in this first layer of the earth. And this layer is about, I think it's about 4,000 to 6,000 feet. It could be, maybe it's even more, maybe it's miles. I'm not really sure. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a geologist. You could go ahead and look it up if you really want to get, an accurate sense of how deep you're going through that the first layer of the earth before you hit the molten lava core. There's lots of science behind that. I tend to just energetically feel, and sometimes it feels very like a short path or short, you know, a small layer that I'm dropping into. And sometimes it feels like I'm in that layers, those layers forever. But what I'm doing is I'm just feeling gratitude for the earth. I'm sending healing, love, and energy while I'm in those places, because the earth really, really wants to feel that we love her just as she loves us, and that we're deepening that connection with our hearts and filling ourselves with a sense of gratitude for just being on this planet. It will also start to strengthen your root chakra. And your root chakra is just your physical presence of being in your physical body here on this planet. And it's a great way to stay grounded. And it's also a great way to move through your life, because you're actually excited about being here and being present in physical form. And coming from this place of presence, being in your physical form and being grounded into the earth and being grateful for being here, you want to participate fully in this life experience. And there's a lot of us out here that are saying, how can I be the most productive person that I can be? How can I change this planet? How can one person like me change this planet? Start just by being grateful for being here. Start by allowing yourself to understand and love and appreciate and then have fun for being in physical form. We don't do this very often. We're here for a very short amount of time, and we're here enjoying it. Somebody said yesterday, would you ever be invited to a party, go to a party, and have a terrible time? And that's what being in physical form is like. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. So we're invited to this really cool party. Why would we be moping around at the party? So having that grounded connection and opening up your first chakra, your root chakra, really allows that sense of appreciation, gratitude, and actually excitement for being here in physical form. The next layer that you go through after the real physical layers of the earth with the rock and the soil, the rock, the water, all the elements, we get into the molten lava core. And this is actually a real layer in the earth that you're dropping yourself into, meaning it actually physically exists in the physical dimension of the earth, the third dimension. It exists in the fourth dimension as well, but it's molten rock. And this rock is granite. In granite, some of you might know this, others, you might be hearing this for the first time, but granite conducts energy. It's a very powerful energy conductor. In fact, if you are in Yellowstone Park or anywhere walking, taking a hike in the mountains, and you are on a piece of granite, and there are clouds in the sky, and you're seeing that it's going to rain, I would get off the rock as soon as possible, because the chances of lightning hitting that granite rock are huge. Actually, probably 99% that will happen. And that is something to, it's, you know, it's a fact of science that granite does conduct electricity. So now you're in this layer in the earth of molten lava, which is molten granite rock, and it is a huge source of energy. Not only that, but the heat of that molten lava rock, you can allow that, this layer, to burn off what no longer serves you. So just energetically, it will burn off all kinds of energetic gunk that you've collected, any belief systems or negative behaviors and thought patterns in your morphogenic fields will be burned off. You could really utilize this layer of energy and this layer of the earth to work for you. The earth wants you to be healed. She wants you to be strong and healthy. There is no question in my mind that the earth in this organic form is a giant organic computer and has been built and designed around helping us. So I know there's a lot of people that say, well, I don't want to put my stuff into the earth. She already holds so much. She's already has been destroyed and is being abused. Well, she's also here in loving service to our experience, just as we are here in loving service to her experience. And it's a mutual respect. And she is more than willing and able to hold everything. And if you are watching anything that's happening on the East Coast of the United States right now, you will know that Mother Earth is much more powerful than we as humans can ever be. I say we as humans. And she is more than willing and able to hold your stuff. Because what it does is she knows how to transmute it right away, energetically, and she doesn't hold on to it. So it's easy for her. So utilize this layer of molten lava to burn off what you don't need anymore. In this layer, I went to Hawaii, and when I was meditating in Hawaii, I came into this layer, and what I did was I met Pele, and she's the goddess of creation and very prevalent on the Hawaiian islands. Really, they hold her in high regard in their consciousness. So I think that's the first time I ever met her was when I was in Hawaii because of this awareness of Pele. And now she's a guide for me. And I sit in the molten lava layer of the earth. Sometimes I just stop there for a while and I do some cleanup and I talk to Pele and she gives me messages. So utilize any information that you get there or ask for connections, whatever's right for you in your consciousness. It could just be a guide. It could be your guardian angel would be there. You know, wait for a vision or wait for information that you find that you connect with. The next layer that you go down into is the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. And somebody sent me on Facebook a beautiful picture of what I see at this level in the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. These are actually lines of light that are in geometric form. So right now I'm trying to get a hold of the artist where I can ask permission to use this picture to show you. So you can have a really great visualization of what I'm seeing as the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. But these grids, what happens is that your electromagnetic grids of your energy anatomy connect into these electromagnetic grids. And you connect into the grids. The energy is so powerful that it clears your energy. So you connect, clear, and then it charges your energetic grid patterning in your energy field. It charges those lines of light to the same energetic frequency as the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. So it's really a really powerful connection. And this is the difference between any other grounding meditations that I have seen. And I've done a lot of research because I wanted to see what people are doing out there as far as grounding meditations. And then I started getting this information. And I'm like, I need validation. Who's doing this? I haven't found anybody. And this is where my meditations are setting me apart. And also I feel that this is the place of power. this is the place where you're really connecting in permanently into the earth. The guidance that I received was that the solar flares of the sun, the photon energy that was coming from these solar flares has been dissolving the electromagnetic grids around the earth. And we as human beings in our energy body, just as we breathe, we also have been connecting into these grid patterns, these energetic lines of light that have been in the surface of the earth and down through the layers of the earth. And these solar flares have been, I like to say, gently dissolving these grid patterns. What is happening on the planet is, as we are moving into higher states of consciousness, as we are moving into higher vibrational energies, whatever energies have been on this planet for thousands of years need to shift and change. Well, how does that happen? Energy doesn't die. It shifts and it changes. So what this powerful energy that is coming from the sun is doing is it's dissolving one energetic grid so we can replace it with another energetic grid on a different or a higher frequency. Right now, we need to just get rid of all of the energy. All of the old energy is dissolving. It's leaving the planet, and the new energy systems will then be able to come in. But while that is happening, we have nothing to automatically ground into. So we need to ground into the permanent electromagnetic field of the earth that's deep inside of the earth while these other energy grids are dissolving and moving off of the planet. And then while we're waiting for the new energy grids to come in. So I know that there's a lot of healers that have been out there. I've met so many people, amazing, amazing healers that are spending their own money, they're spending their own time, and they're working silently all over the earth because they're noticing huge holes in these energy grids. And it's amazing that they, you know, I've met some amazing people that they don't have any money. And they're like, well, I'm going to go fly over China right now. And then I'm going to go to this place or that place on my way to Tibet or Nepal. And I said, well, why are you taking that plane route when you could take another one that's not, you know, 45 hours to get from one place to another? And they said, well, I've been guided to work with the energy grids on the planet. And so I need to take this route, and it's something that I just have to do. And, you know, right now I'm just working to save up money so I can go. I need to go by next month. And it's just incredible the amount of work that's being done on this planet that nobody talks about. Nobody really knows what's going on. And we're all kind of sitting in our homes going, I don't know if this whole shift in consciousness thing is going to happen. Well, I know for a fact it's happening. And I've met some amazing people that are part of the process, that are holding the energies on the planet. And it's just, it's an amazing, it's just amazing place to be, that I'm fortunate enough and honored enough that, you know, I get to meet some of these people in my travels and in my life, and they come and go, but I know that things are shifting and things are happening and people are making a difference. So no worries. Just ground your energy into the permanent electromagnetic field of the earth until everything comes back on. So so right now I'm getting a phone number to call in, and it's 888-627. Oh, shoot. You know what? Eventually I'm going to get good at this. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. 6008 or 530-413-5011. And you can call either of those numbers if you have any questions or if you want to talk about the experiences that you have with the grounding meditations. So it's 530-413-5011 and 888-627-6008. So we're talking about grounding. We're talking about the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth. Just know, if you're in the, if you're connected into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth, you do not have to worry about the other grids dissolving and waiting for an opportunity to connect your energy in and feel grounded, because you are in that connection. And the other thing about not having these permanent, these other electromagnetic grids on the planet is that people that don't meditate and don't go deep into their grounding meditations will start to feel unstructured. They will start to feel like they're having a lot of anxiety. They will start to feel that as their life is moving and transforming around them, that there's nothing for them to anchor themselves into. And that's where the guidance for those permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth came in, because there needs to be information out there for people to know that you just, you have to consciously work at this. We are not being allowed to move through our lives without being mindful and without being conscious. And, you know, so the people that are not mindful or they're not conscious or not, they're not aware of energy in their life, what will happen is that they're starting to be ungrounded. They're starting to feel more anxiety and more pressure and maybe more disease or some kind of illness. And that's actually a good thing. That is allowing them to seek answers, because things will be so, intensified for them that they will have no other choice but to say, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here? And hopefully giving them an opportunity through these processes or the upsetments or the upsetting things that are going on in their life will give them an opportunity to start asking questions. So you're grounding down into those permanent electromagnetic grids, and then the next layer is the essence of Earth. It is her ball of light. It is her divine presence that you are sinking directly into. And what I like to do is I like to see almost like my feet kind of touching this ball of light at there's a part where you'll just stop. And I like to look down at my feet, and my feet are being wrapped in this beautiful crystalline flower. And that's what I like to see. And that, to me, I know that I'm deeply and permanently connected into the essence of Earth. And I come here and I ask questions. It's almost like I'm with my most beloved mother, and I'm in her lap, and I'm asking her for advice in my life. And even though I might not have had that in my childhood, where I've had that, I never had the opportunity to have that mother figure that was had the tools, that was capable for distilling wisdom and knowledge to me. I have Mother Earth, and I felt this connection to her since I was a child. And I'm feeling grateful and privileged that I even have this information now. Excuse me, I had a sneeze. I knew I felt that coming. What do we like to say? Sneeze on the truth. But I have that deep connection to Mother Earth, and I have the access to having all kinds of wisdom and knowledge that's available to me in the sense of being with my divine mother, So I feel very grateful for this opportunity and this presence in my life. And I have done so much personal healing work because I've had this connection. And if going down into the earth and you're feeling nervous or scared or some kind of anxiety comes up, stay with it. Stay with it, breathe through it, and start to know what if you get triggered having this connection to a mother energy, you know, it's there for a reason, and it's there for you to just honor it and let it go and know that you now have this source of connection that you don't have any old stuff with. So it's just a wonderful place to be, and just allow yourself, even if it's just a little bit, you know, even if it's just a little bit, your heart opens just a little bit. Keep working with that connection. And definitely, if you would like to call in and share your experiences, I would be happy to hold you and work with you in a way that you can release whatever trauma has occurred in a really gentle, loving way, so that you can feel a deeper connection into Mother Earth. So what we're going to do now is that I went through the layers of the field and explained to them in detail. We're going to go and do the meditation. And I'm going to go through this meditation rather quickly because at the end I've been guided to give everyone that's listening, and even everyone that's not listening but will be listening at some point or another, I could see everybody energetically. So I've been guided to give everyone a healing. And I'm a certified oneness blessing giver. And I'm also a healer, a graduate of the Barbara Brennan School of Healing and a graduate of the Energy Touch School of Advanced Healing. So I do long distance work. And this morning in my meditation, the guides came in and they said, just give everybody a healing. So right at the end of the guided meditation, we'll just be silent for a minute. You can lay down after the meditation, and I will... I'll say the meditation is over and you could find a place to lay down, or you could just sit in a chair and just receive the healing. The healing will be for about 30 seconds, and then I will let you know when it's over, where you can come back fully present in your body. So just receive a deep breath in and out, and receive a deep breath in and out, and just allowing all the words and all the information to kind of just float away. Just knowing that all that information is absorbed into your consciousness, and even though you might not understand it or fully be present with it, it's there around you when you need it, and what you don't need will just drift away. And just become aware of your body, become aware of your breathing, becoming aware that you're receiving a deep breath in and out, and your lungs and your body are filling with life force and with energy and with oxygen. And become aware that your pranic tube is surrounding you, you're standing in your pranic tube, and the edges of the pranic tube are about a foot away from your body. And just allowing your consciousness, your awareness, to drop into your pelvis area. And just be aware of a ball of light that's sitting right below your belly button. You could put your hands there. You might sink your energy fingers into that ball of light, touching it. You might feel heat or tingling in the in your lower abdomen area. And just with your imagination, with your conscious awareness, just allowing that ball of light to grow and grow and grow and become bigger so it's touching the edges of your hips. And then growing out so it's reaching the edges of the pranic tube. Remember, thought moves energy, and thought is quantum physics. It moves beyond the speed of light. It's just a thought. We'll make it happen, nothing else. And then you could actually use your hands, bring them out beyond your hips, and bring them out like 1 foot beyond your body and see if you can feel the energy, a pulsing, a tingling, something. That's how I validate the energy. And imagine that ball of light just dropping down past your hips, past your knees, down past your feet, and down into the earth. Ooh. Just following that ball of light, heading down through all the layers of the earth, through the rock and through the minerals and through the water. I don't know if you're in Nevada, you might go through some oil. I don't know where you are on this earth, but just notice, what are you going through? What's your awareness as you go through the layers of the earth? And just feeling the earth hugging you and holding you as you move deeper into the earth. And then you're going to push through a crusty core of the molten lava layer. What does that feel like? What happens to your energy as you move into this molten lava core of the earth? You can become a little hotter. Do you slow down? Do you speed up? There's no right or wrong. It's just your experience. And allow this molten lava core, this layer in the earth, to burn off what no longer serves you. And just say, thank you. Thank you for burning off this energy. And I just see, it's like a shape of my body is black. And then it burns off and it becomes ash. And I just feel a little lighter. And then start to slowly move down through that layer and push through that crust of that molten lava core, that layer. And then you're hitting the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. What does that feel like? Is there a difference between the layers? As you're moving down into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth, your energy grids, your energy field is made up of color and of lines of light. And your lines of light that are part, make up your energy anatomy, are connecting, clearing, and charging along with the permanent electromagnetic grid of the earth. Connecting, clearing, and charging as you're moving down. And you're heading down into or towards that big ball of light that's the essence of Mother Earth. And as you're moving into this ball of light, you'll notice where you just stop. There'll be just a place where you stop. That is your permanent connection into the essence of Mother Earth. And every single person on this planet has their own spot. And you are directly guided, no matter where you are on the earth, if you've changed or you move around or you're traveling, you'll always go back to the same spot. It's your spot. And if you look down with your spiritual eyes, you will see your feet and you will see these beautiful crystalline flowers growing up from underneath your feet and holding your feet. This is Mother Earth holding you. And in this place, you're connecting deeply with Mother Earth. Allow your heart to open. Allow yourself to just feel the love that you have for being on this planet. You might want to think about a favorite spot that you have on this earth. You might want to think about being at the beach. You might want to think about the beautiful sunrise or sunset you once saw. Or whatever vision that you have of the earth, of something in nature being fantastically beautiful, and how you were overwhelmed at that sight, and how when you had that sight of being on the planet, seeing, being present in that most beautiful setting, your heart opened. And say thank you. Sit in gratitude. As you sit in gratitude, your heart starts to automatically open. It's just like when you see or imagine your heart opening and you visualize a child's face or your pet. Do the same thing with Mother Earth. Imagine that scene. Imagine that you're back there again. I remember standing on the top of a mountain over Puno, a city in Peru, and looking over Lake Titicaca with some friends of mine. And the sky was amazing. The clouds and the colors and the sun was setting. And I was with these beautiful people that I had just met. And synchronicities of life, everything was just matching up. And I remember looking up in the sky and there were faces in the clouds. And some of the clouds looked like angels. And I just felt so blessed. It was such an overwhelming sense of being grateful for being on this planet. So that was one of my numerous experiences. This planet is an amazing place to be on. And just let her know that in this moment as your heart opens. And not even asking for anything, not even having a thought of worthiness or unworthiness or am I doing the right thing, get it all out of your head. Just let it all go and feel back into your heart because your heart knows. Your heart knows. And when your heart knows, you know. Just be grateful for that connection. You're not asking for anything. And I'm sure right now you're starting to feel something back or sensing or having a knowing that the earth loves you too. And feeling her essence filling up into your heart. And feeling just a little bit more powerful, just a little bit stronger in your presence. And say thank you for Mother Earth for this connection. And then starting your journey upward back through the essence of Mother Earth, her ball of light, traveling up through your pranic tube. My cat's very playful right now. Back up through those lines of light that make up the permanent electromagnetic grid of the earth. Connecting, clearing, and charging actually holding you in a space of connection with the Divine Mother Earth. It's like it's permanently grasping that energy and connecting it into your lines of light. And then moving up into the molten lava core of the earth, and this time it's melding into your being, that permanent feeling of being connected to Mother Earth. Excuse me. My cat is on my lap and I'm sneezing. Just feeling that connection into the molten lava core as it's melding the Mother Earth energy into your energy field. And then moving up towards those lines of light, moving up towards the molten lava core, moving up through that layer and into the layer of Mother Earth, her surface layer. Great. And coming back up into your body, feeling the pressure of your feet, your essence and Mother Earth essence is moving up into your body and coming up into your heart. And moving out 360 degrees around your body. And at this time, you can lay down or sit down and receive the healing. You are one with the earth. You are one with your physical form. You are one with your heart. And you are one with all. Receive a deep breath in and out. Receive a deep breath in and out, connecting back into your body, moving your fingers and your hands, coming back into awareness of your body and the room that you're in. I just want to say thank you so much for listening today and participating in this grounding exercises and allowing me to share the information that I have with you. It's truly an honor and a blessing to be in this space. So I am Audrey Weitzman, and this is Evolve to Be Radio. It's the grounding meditations for your shift in consciousness. And you can go on my website, Evolve2B, that's a 2 and a B.com. And I have another website, evolutionaryenergetics.com. And that talks a little bit more about the new energies that are coming onto the planet. But thank you, and have a blessed day.